The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
Loaded visit destination coordinates.
Chapter 87.
The Logbook.com's escape pod is once again in orbit, observing the futuristic, the fantastic, and the formative moments in geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time once again to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1610, Galileo peered through his telescope and spotted Jupiter's four largest moons, satellites so large they were almost planets in their own right. To this day, they're still referred to as the Galilean moons. The last surveyor unmanned lunar lander left Earth en route to the moon today in 1968. In 1985, Japan became the third nation in the world to launch a vehicle beyond Earth's orbit, the Sakigake unmanned space probe, which flew within 4 million miles of Halley's Comet in 1986. Born on this day in 1924, writer and producer Gene Kuhn, who is responsible for many major additions to the Star Trek universe, including the Klingons. Valery Kuvasov, a cosmonaut who flew aboard the Apollo-Soyuz test project in 1975, was born in 1935. Shuttle astronaut Frederick Gregory was born in 1941. Actress Erin Gray, who played Colonel Wilma Deering in Buck Rogers in the 25th Century, was born in 1950.
Is it his politics or the fact that he's a Zykarian?
No. Just thinking about you, woman. I don't want to see you get hurt.
You talk as if I need a guardian. Your attitude towards that man, because I might be fond of him, or because he cares about me?
Maybe we ought to just forget it.
Yes, I think we'd better. With one final word from me. I think Ambassador Ram Duvall is quite a man.
On this day in 1967, the TARDIS left Scotland with an extra passenger.
Goodbye. Sit up.
One thing I don't understand, where those contracts went.
I have no idea. Well, how did they get there?
You old fraud. Come on, we must go.
What about Jamie? We can't leave him here.
True, the ship sailed.
What will you do?
Well, I'll be all right. They won't catch me. Did you hear that? They'll catch us all if we don't move fast.
Doctor, can we take him with us?
If he teaches me to play the bagpipes.
If you want, Doctor.
Oh, that's all we need.
Come on, Jamie.
But where are we going?
You'll see.
Jamie McCrimmon boarded the TARDIS, and actor Fraser Hines became part of the cast of Doctor Who, remaining with the show for the remainder of Patrick Troughton's era. In 1980, Blake 7 lost Blake in its third season premiere, and the rest of the Liberator crew had a full-scale war on their hands.
System malfunction on blocks 2 and 3.
Villa, go and check the life support capsules.
On my way.
Zen, status report.
Damage to the navigation computers is beyond the present capacity of the auto repair systems. The teleport malfunction is now total. Automatic shutdown has been implemented.
Ava, the life capsules are operational. Let's get out while we still can. Ava!
In 2000, John Crichton met the man who would become his worst enemy on Farscape.
My name is Larak. Peacekeeper Special Ops.
Unfortunately wrong. On all counts. I am Scorpius.
Peacekeeper. Funny, you don't look like a Zabatian.
On the other hand, you do look Zabatian. Yet your energy signature is quite dissimilar. What species are you? And who are you working for?
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, thelogbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
The escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.